Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back. It's a summer Friday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live at Chickies in South Philly. Ike, how we feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. It is Friday. I mean, yep. Let's face it. Let's get ready for the weekend. I've already gotten 18 holes in.
Oh, come on.
You feel me? So I'm feeling good. Jackie Baseball, not feeling real great about the baseball team. Hope you make me feel better today. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, heard Ike had a big day on the course. Big day. He's been peacocking since he got here.
Yeah, he came
in a good mood. Sometimes when Ike plays in the morning, a little slow to get, you know, a little tired.
Yeah.
Not today, baby. Not today. A big day out on the course.
Big smile.
Hey, I'll play with a great group.
You did? Yeah. Hey, listen. Sometimes you got to be the Jalen of the group.
Yeah. don't get the day started off on the wrong foot.
I want to update everyone. I threw yesterday. Long toss a little bit.
Yeah.
Arm's feeling pretty spry.
Yeah.
He's going, dang.
No side effects. It didn't bother you today. You're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Let's completely forget Tuesday. Never happened. Tuesday never happened.
Well, I stretched this time.
That was
a big
difference. All right, good.
I had a little shoulder soreness today. That's beautiful. Makes me well up a little bit.
There you go.
Old nostalgic pain.
The good soreness.
Yeah, the good soreness.
So
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you mentioned Ike, the Phillies lose 2 out of 3 to Toronto.
Yep.
I would say there's almost nothing good to take away from this series aside from Trey's 2-home run game in the middle there. Mm-hmm. The bats did not look particularly good aside from that one game, and Jesus Luzardo, which is one of many concerns right now, but I would say the prime concern out of yesterday, Luzardo gets, just batted around. I mean, the 12-run game, I actually tried to make that look better in that it didn't seem like they were hitting him particularly hard. But yesterday.
Listen, you've tried to make a 19-strikeout game look
They were good strikeouts.
Productive.
Yeah, productive strikeouts. Yesterday, he was getting tattooed all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, they were hitting the ball hard all over the place. That was not an encouraging appearance from Luzardo. And I think probably 5 weeks, 6 weeks from the trade deadline. And I know we're a month and a half away, but the question is going to be, and we'll go back and forth on it, is how much do you invest in this particular team? Not financially, but talking about from a trade perspective at the deadline. Last year, not much of an investment. Jack, I know you said they tried to get a couple of things done. They tried to get Garrett Crochet done.
Did their best.
Would have been nice. You've been... Not making a joke out. You've been sort of back and forth on this team a little bit this year.
Sure.
6 weeks out, do you think this is a team that you invest in at the trade deadline?
No, actually, and I would treat it a lot like they treated last year's deadline, where you go get a Carlos Estevez type. You don't make a huge splash where you have to give up a lot of your prospects. Like, for me, and not everyone knows these names, but whatever, Andrew Painter off the table, Aiden Miller off
the
table.
We know him.
Eduardo Taillet off the table.
Don't know him.
Arun Escobar off the table.
Don't know him.
probably Justin Crawford off the table. And with the way that Nick Abel's pitched, maybe Nick Abel off the table.
No help.
I mean, like, Nick Abel is pitching that well to where it's like, do I really want to move on from him to go get some maybe expiring closer? I have come to the almost like a – I've made peace with how I feel about this team. I don't think that they are the 2012 Sixers where it's like they're not going to make a finals run, but they're good every single year. And I don't want to trade what is our future, our real big parts of our future, to reinvest in this current team. Because I just don't think they're good enough. Like, I think that they're fine. I think that, you know, if they get in and get hot, great. But I don't want to risk the future of this team and closing the window to go in on a group that I don't think is really a World Series team.
So I think the opposite way about it, I would invest in this team. Now, look, there are degrees to all of this. I'm not saying you should trade every top prospect you have. And maybe if you have a couple of untouchables, then you've got a couple of untouchables. But if you sit around waiting for the perfect opportunity or trying to play this sort of like double timeline thing, what you end up doing is not serving either of them. And when I look at Major League Baseball right now, you said like they're not a great team. They're not a World Series team. Well, who the hell is a World Series team in Major League Baseball right now? You can look at the Dodgers and say, okay, that team is loaded. But beyond the Dodgers, every good team in baseball is flawed. Like, you know, every division leader is flawed. Every team goes from looking like world beaters, like even in this division, the Mets go from looking like world beaters to looking like they can't hit for 3 weeks. And I just think, like, Trey Turner, Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, all in their prime now. At this moment, and I would invest in this team. Like, I don't want this era to go by and say to ourselves, like, we did not give ourselves the best chance to win a World Series 1 year because we were waiting for a future that may or may not happen. Like, this is here now. The window is, I believe, still open now. I don't think at the trade deadline you can make yourself the best team in baseball, but I do think you can differentiate yourselves from the others. And the last thing I'll say on this is Mike, my podcast partner, says this all the time. He says the reason you go for it is because you never know when Kevin Durant is going to tear his Achilles in the finals. Like, you want to put yourself in position where if the Dodgers run into a cold streak or a bad streak of health when you face them, you want to make sure you're putting your best foot forward. Like, if you have a chance, which I believe the Phillies do, you go and you take the chance.
Yeah.
And, again, I don't think it's trading everybody, but I don't think you can get too prospect-huggy right now with this team. Ike, what do you think?
No, I'm with you. All right, listen, Justin Crawford, I'm getting a little lukewarm on. I want the pitchers. Aiden's our guy. We're not giving up him. He's not
Can't
going anywhere.
Can't do it. Face the franchise.
I don't know two of those pitchers, so, yeah, I don't know how good they are or not. I know I've liked watching Mick Abel, his two starts, so I'm more interested in that considering where our pitching is headed moving forward. So I want to keep those two for sure. But there has to be a way, whether it's Ranger coupled with one of your sort of B-level prospects, they got to do something at the trade deadline. I'm more about the bullpen than I am about getting a bat. But if there's a bat out there that they could get that you can put in put in left field, make that move too.
Yeah, I think they should do both.
Both of them.
And like, here's the thing with Mick Abel. I'm not going to be upset if they hold on to Mick Abel. It'd be great. He's looked great these two starts. Mm-hmm. But 2 weeks ago, he was trade bait. And, like, I just don't think
you. We saw him.
Yeah, well, I just.
Circumstances change.
Yeah, but I just don't think you can change your view on a player after two starts.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen too many pitchers come up here and look great for a month. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't think you should be irresponsible, but I think that there is a responsible way that you can really go for it at the deadline.
And here's what I would say to your look at the future. Fritzy.
Yep.
Don't really care about that right now.
I know.
Don't really care about that right now. And quite frankly, you're doing a disservice to Bryce, Cal, Zach. Like, you're doing a disservice to them to not give them the best chance to win the World Series. Like, you can't look at those guys and be like, this is not a World Series team, so what's the point of trying?
Well, again, I mean, also you could be doing a disservice to them by trading away your young prospects and then overpaying some of the older players to stay here, and then you're looking 4 years, 5 years from now, playing in an empty ballpark with a bunch of looking around a bunch of old players.
Right.
So, listen, there's a way to do both. I'm not saying don't make a trade at the trade deadline. Like, I just think I would rather it be of the Estevez type, of the Austin Hayes type to play left field.
Oh, no. No.
Then like...
You might as well keep Kepler.
Yeah, I don't want to sit Kepler to go trade for Max Kepler.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't like his 170 average since May 1st?
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team as we come to the trade deadline? We do have a next question today because next Fridays are good for next questions.
Sure.
Is for no reason whatsoever, give us a famous breakup. Do not look at current events. We didn't think of anything that's happening in the world right now and thought of this. But next question, you will call up with your sports point. We will ask you next question. Give us a famous breakup. Jack, famous breakup?
Donovan and T.O.
That's a good one.
Donovan and T.O.
That is a good famous
breakup. I was going something very similar.
Oh, really?
I'm going Shaq and Kobe.
Come on, man.
Oh, that is a huge breakup.
Big answers off the board.
Yep. We're getting this, Jack.
Oh, hey.
Friday, Jack. I am going pop culture route.
Okay.
And I am going Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, which fueled Cry Me a River, probably Justin Timberlake's best song.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What about Sexy Back?
Sexy Back was big, too. Back. Yeah, I think Cry Me a River is better.
Huh. I just don't know if that's the number one Britney Spears answer.
Yeah, seriously. You going
what,
with that
Kevin
one?
Federline?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, okay. That was hilarious.
He wasn't popular enough. Yeah.
Kevin Federline. It was like
K-Fed?
K-Fed, yeah.
It was like when Kim Kardashian married Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin Federline?
What a great time in
reality. Former Sixer.
That was a great time, man.
Former Sixer, Chris Humphries, by the way. All right.
He was a former Sixer.
He was. Yes. He was. Almost everybody was at some point. 215-592-9494. Do you think...
Is that a Billy King move?
No. No,
I
think he was Tony DeLeo.
Okay.
I don't think he was Process. Was he Process?
Tony DeLeo came from upstairs.
I thought he was the coach, honestly.
No, he was.
He was.
He was.
He had to fill in.
Yeah.
Seems like things were going well.
Yep.
What a time.
I think he might have been a Process guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might have been a Process guy. I think he might have been during the Process.
Yeah, well, his last photo isn't a Sixers thing, but I don't think he ever actually played.
No, he played.
Did he?
He did.
All right.
He played. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team in the deadline? And next question, based on nothing whatsoever, give us a famous breakup. Shy and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on?
What's up, Shy?
What up, Shy?
I don't think that this is a team that is capable of winning the World Series at all. Like, I think I said it to Hunter yesterday. I think the ship has sailed last year. After getting beat in the divisional, you won the division. It didn't really matter. I just think it's over. I really do. And this is not a bullpen issue, I don't think. I really don't think it is. This is a constant hitting issue. This is a front office issue. Dave Dombrowski sat on his hands the last 3-4 years, aside from signing Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos. You guys sat on his hands, brought in Matt Kepler is hitting, what, 215 right now? Couldn't hit a beach ball if he wanted to.
160-something since May 1st.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And it's just, like, it's depressing, to be honest with you.
Let me ask you something, Shai. You had one solid bullpen arm, and let's say instead of Max Kepler and Bryce Harper, you have Rhys Hoskins and Bryce Harper. You don't think that gives them a chance in the playoffs to beat literally anyone but the Dodgers? And again, some of this depends on Luzardo coming back to form, and some of this depends on Aaron Nola, you know, returning to form. But, like, I think we keep looking at the... Well, then who are you confident in the National League is better than the Phillies, aside from the Dodgers?
The Diamondbacks.
You're confident?
They're not better.
The Giants. Yeah.
Well, the Mets are still better than the Phillies right now.
The whole NL West, the Mets are better than us.
I mean, if you want to do the above 500 thing, they're like 20-12 against teams above 500, and they have the number one ERA among starters in baseball.
Who does?
The Mets.
The Mets.
I can see the Mets, yeah.
And Soto's been the most unlucky hitter in baseball. How's that?
Correct me if I'm wrong. How many Mets starting pitchers are still hurt, and they're still better than us?
I think it's just Manaea. Manaea and then Montas is coming, but we'll see.
Mm. Yeah, but again, like, I would look at that Mets start, and maybe there will become a point where you're just going to have to believe in them, but I would look at that Mets starting lineup and say, I'm not so sure. Like, I'm not so sure. Not starting lineup, they're starters, their rotation. I would look and say, I will take the Philly starting rotation in the playoffs over the Mets rotation in the playoffs. You know? So, You're naming teams that are good, but I don't think any of those teams are markedly better than the Phillies in a way that I would not even compete. Like, I just keep thinking about, like, is there a team that is so intimidating that you think you can't beat them 4 out of 7 games?
No, I just think that the Phillies, we're going to end up beating ourselves. It's not that I really think any team is that much more dominant. There are better teams than we are. But
you just don't believe in this team.
When it gets to October, we're going to beat ourselves because it's going to be the same thing. We're not going to hit the ball.
All right, Shai. Do you have a next question? You got a famous breakup?
Kim and Kanye. I think that's pretty good.
That's pretty famous.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. Kanye ain't been the same since.
We could do a top five on just Kim Kardashian
breakup. Well, wait a minute. Lamar Odom was Kim Kardashian, too,
no,
right?
That was Khloe.
Oh, it was Khloe Kardashian.
Well, Khloe and Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're right. Kanye hasn't been the same
tight.
Since.
Yeah.
There might have been.
Yeah, they got it tight. I'm just saying.
What?
No, I'm just thinking. You're right. I hadn't thought about Kanye just like post Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, he ain't been the same since.
Yeah. It's powerful.
That's...
How is Ray J after?
Ray J's regretting he didn't cash in as much as Kim Kardashian cashed
in. Yeah.
That's what he's regretting.
Well, I think Pete Davidson's doing all right.
He is.
Yeah. Oh, he got out of there. Pete Davidson got out of there.
Yeah. He got out quick.
He was in and out.
Well, as soon as he got the phone call from Kanye, he was like, ain't worth the trouble.
I'm just a comedian. Yeah. Just making jokes.
Yeah.
Making
jokes. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies are worth investing in at the trade deadline? Mark and Lafayette Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
Can hear you, Mark. Sound great.
Oh, good, good. I enjoy the show, and I especially enjoy Jack's takes on the Phillies. I think he's really insightful. But I got to take issue with one thing he's saying right now, Jack.
Yeah.
I listened to you on the final out after yesterday's debacle.
Nice.
Roughly, I thought I heard you say that you were given zero credit or you zeroed out. I think it was Baum.
Zero watch?
Yeah. Zero watch, Baum, Marsh, and...
Kepler.
Help me on the third. Kepler. And which I agree with.
Sure.
And then I hear you say, well, you know, I'd be for a kind of a modest trade deadline acquisition. I'm like, why redo what we did last year? I think we got to make a splash. We need big help in the bats, and we need big help in the bullpen. I don't get your logic.
Well, they do. I don't want to give up the future to upgrade from those positions. Like, again, if you can make a marginal upgrade and find a right-handed bat to go with Kepler, okay. But I'm not giving up one of the top five prospects to reinvest in this team. Those guys aren't good enough.
Again, I think if you make a marginal upgrade, you get marginal results. If you make a real upgrade, real results.
But again, like I want them to win the World Series, right? Want them to win the World Series.
No,
I would rather keep.
Why aren't you dying to win the World Series?
I want them to be good for a long period of time, rather than like we got to push our chips in on a team that I don't think is good enough.
I just don't understand.
That's my fear.
I understand why. Hang on a sec, Mark. Just 1 second. Yeah. I promise I'll let you go. It's just like it seems like all of the other good organizations in baseball are able to do both. Are able to trade prospects for good players and keep like the Yankees traded for Juan Soto,
yeah.
And then they lost Juan Soto, and I think they're still in first place in the AL East.
Uh-huh.
So like I just don't understand why like we are not able to do both.
Well,
are we that thin?
Yeah. Well, I think they're a very top heavy system. Yeah. I think they're getting there. I just think that the Yankees have had a longer infrastructure from that standpoint of, like, having guys. And the Phillies, really, it's been the last 3 years where they've started to churn out some interesting prospects.
Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
No, I'm totally with you on this one, Spike. I just think I'm just challenging, Jack, this notion. If you put those three guys, again, which I agree with, on your zero watch list, I'd love to hear you guys kick around if you put those three players, Baum, Marsh, and
Kepler.
Goodness gracious. Kepler, thank you. On the trading block, I don't think the three of them packaged up together is going to get you an impact player. But let's start talking about, instead of criticizing what Dombrowski has or has not done in recent years, let's start talking about what we could package up and who we could attract. I'd love to hear some discussion around that because I'm with Spike. I think we need big bullpen help, and we need some big offense help. Those three guys alone are not going to get you there. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on what we could put together.
Hey, Mark, you got a famous breakup for us or no?
Yeah, I'm not good on the pop culture stuff. I'll go how about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
That's a good one. That's a good one, Mark. On the fly?
Yeah.
On the fly. What is the zero? Like, what's he talking about?
It's a zero watch.
Yeah.
These guys who are zeros. And I put Boehm on zero watch. I put Kepler on zero watch, and I put Marsh on zero watch. They're just zeros. And
they're like, just there. They're filling up space.
Like I don't care what Boehm, how many little singles we got to get from the 6'5" third baseman. He drives me up a wall. He just drives me up a wall. I have Stott. I'm monitoring the zero watch, but he's hitting one. I think he's hitting 190 since May 1st.
Can I tell you, the three-pitch strikeout to start off yesterday's game was not...
Wasn't a good omen.
Not a good omen for yesterday.
Wasn't a good omen for how the game was going
to
go.
No. I certainly agree with you on that one. I just think you have to give up something to get something, and I don't understand how Mick Abel has gone from trade bait to you can't lose him in 2 weeks.
All right, so a little nuance there. Like, I'm not trading him for an expiring reliever like Ryan Helsley. If you can get him a true lockdown guy, like if you want to go after a guy that's here for a couple years, okay, we can have a discussion about it. But he's not, like, untouchable, but he's certainly changing my mind of what I thought he was going
to
be.
People like you have to put pressure on the organization to go get somebody good.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here.
Right.
I want the window to be open. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
Stays open for a long time, it means it's going to be cracked the entire time. I want the window open.
Yeah, but what about making a bad bet? And that's my thing. Like, I think this team's a bad bet.
I don't think they're a bad bet.
All right.
I don't think they're a bad bet. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team before the deadline? Next question today, give us a famous breakup. Coming up next week is top 11 voting week. So
will Jalen make the top 11?
We'll find out. Next week, you'll get to vote for the top 11. Coming up next, we will go over last year's top 11. Figure out where we went right, where we went wrong. Some interesting choices last year. Some guys won't even be on the list, I don't think. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Graduation parties, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpetes.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.